It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend's show is going to focus on the TCU September Lightning Complex fire that has caused devastation in the Chinese camp area and a lot of concern in other areas like Don Pedro, Copperopolis, Vallecito, Murphy's, and other parts of the greater region. We're going to kick off this weekend's show with an interview with Dory Beats, the Assistant Office of Emergency Services Director in Tuolumne County, with the latest information on recovery efforts. And later, we're going to hear from several other emergency responders who spoke at Board of Supervisors meetings in both Tuolumne and Calaveras County this week. It was a unique chance to hear straight from some of the leaders who were calling several of the shots early on, especially during the early hours of the incident. But first off, Dory Beats, thank you for joining us today and get us up to speed on the recovery efforts.
Yeah, thank you, BJ. Tuolumne County is very engaged and working towards recovery for all of the individuals, residents, or businesses that have been affected by the fire. So we are actively engaged with the state of California, Cal OES, and other agencies to request assistance as we start to begin understanding some of the options for debris removal. The county has approved declarations, proclamations for local state of emergency as well as a local health emergency, both of which help us engage and also justify our request for assistance here at the local level. We will be having a local assistance center this weekend at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. That's Saturday and Sunday, both days from 9 to 7 p.m. And that is for those residents that have been impacted by the fire, if their homes were destroyed or damaged or they have questions about services. There will be multiple agencies from the state of California as well as Tuolumne County departments and a lot of our local nonprofit service agencies who can provide assistance at different levels for those individuals that have been impacted.
And remind us, if you can, just a little bit about the types of impacts that were noticed in the Chinese camp area and the damage assessments.
Yeah, so we had 45 single-family residences destroyed. Additional five destroyed that were commercial and slash residential. Some of those were historic buildings. We also had about 40 what they consider minor structures. They are not residences, but they might be an outbuilding or a pump house for a well that were also destroyed.
What kind of comes down the line? Right, was it right now just kind of finding out the damage and finding out what people need immediately, and then later on, from the county's perspective, looking at kind of recovery efforts and rebuilding?
Yes, we are asking all of our individuals to give us a call here at our office, 209-533-6395, and we want to make sure that folks, you know, filling out our damage survey so that we understand what the different needs might be. Once the state decides on whether or not they're going to give us assistance for debris removal of those parcels that have the destroyed structures, then we will make a decision whether or not we will have the state manage the program or we as a county will manage that program.
Going to hear from some of the county leaders as well and CAL FIRE leaders who are fighting the fire in just a few minutes. But, Dory, what was your observation just about the coordination of the fire effort and the different agencies and teams working together?
As always, Tuolumne County, I think, has some of the best first responders, whether it's the law enforcement, fire, even the incident management team that came. It incredible coordination. You know, it was very, you know, frightening for many of our residents, whether they were directly impacted or not. There was a lot of activity going on, obviously, with multiple fires. At the end of the day, you know, Tuolumne County stood strong in that coordination from all the different levels so that we could provide as much as possible. And that is testament to no loss of life during the event. And so a lot of great coordination between those agencies.
Well, the TCU September Lightning Complex fire will obviously be a developing story that continues over the coming weeks and months. But anything else you'd like to add on today's segment, Dory?
just that we want any of the residents impacted to come to that first local assistance center this weekend. We will have additionals as we get through the process. There's a lot of questions. Can I move? Can I start clearing my property? We really want you to call our office to help walk you through what some of the options are. We also want you to understand that if there is state assistance, if you've moved anything off your property, you wanted to start cleanup, you may not be eligible for that assistance. So please call our office and we'll walk you through what some of the options are and why we want you also to be safe as you go back to your property.
Well, Dori Beetz, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mentioned earlier, there was a lot of good information about the firefight delivered at the Board of Supervisor meetings in Tuolumne and Calaveras County this week. Next, we're going to hear from CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief Nick Cashy, who gave insight into the early stages of the complex fire.
Specifically, the incident started on September 2nd when California experienced a largely unforecasted lightning event over 9,600 strikes throughout the state. Several of those started fires in the Tuolumne Calaveras Unit administrative boundary, which included counties of San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Tuolumne, and Calaveras. It also ignited fires to our neighboring CAL FIRE administrative units to the north and south of us, including Amador El Dorado, Madera, Mariposa, Merced, and the Fresno Kings unit, drawing a resource drawdown for initial attack significantly through the region. On September 2nd, as the fires progressed in the administrative unit, we had over 21 fires requiring suppression action. Nine of those fires in Tuolumne County specifically. The CAL FIRE Incident Management Team 6, which are our folks in the back with the red hats, came in for the complex incident organization to assist the home unit in managing the fires and suppression. In addition to that, we were in unified command with two sheriff's departments, the Tuolumne County Sheriff and also the Calaveras County Sheriff, been fantastic cooperators throughout the incident. And I think the public really needs to acknowledge that the directly their efforts attributed to the fact that there were no fatalities during these fires. We see that 95 structures have been destroyed, 7 damaged, and we had 1 firefighter injury. This event, to be more specific, started around 0358 in the morning on September 2nd. Most notable of the fires that we're still engaged with, which we are improving on the containment with, ensuring that they stay in their current footprint, and the mop-up and control continues, is the 6-2 fire, which sits at 1,024 acres, and the 6-5 fire, which is the largest of the fires at 6,935 acres. In addition, one fire that was not in the complex but was going at the same time from the lightning was in the Stanislaus National Forest. It's referred to as the Cedar Fire. It was early on during the event and posed a significant threat to Cedar Ridge. I'd like to give some thanks and accolades to the Stanislaus National Forest for aggressively attacking that fire and ensuring that it stayed around 2 acres. For damages and impacts to Tuolumne County, the town of Chinese Camp, residents and historic buildings were destroyed, a severe impact to the community there. At the height of the incident, we had over 2,169 personnel assigned, 196 fire engines, 50 water tenders, 12 helicopters, 22 dozers, 55 hand crews, and 21 fixed wing. And in addition to that, I'd like to defer to my partners with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department and County OES for the elements of the incident in which they brought to the table. Thank you.
Again, that was Nick Cashy, the unit chief of the Tuolumne Calaveras CAL FIRE Division. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Tuolumne County Sheriff David Vasquez. But first, we're going to take a quick break. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. This weekend show focusing on the TCU Lightning Complex fire, what comes next in the recovery, and what was taking place during the early stages. We'll have more Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area. For family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service, call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the TCU September Lightning Complex fire, getting some intel into what was taking place during the early stages of the fire, and also a little bit about the recovery efforts that are on the horizon. During this next segment, we're going to hear a little bit from Tuolumne County Sheriff David Vasquez, who oversaw the evacuation orders and warnings, working closely with CAL FIRE. He detailed what was taking place behind the scenes.
I'd like to just start out with saying how grateful I am that we account for zero fatalities and zero injuries up to this point when it comes to our community. There's been a lot of feelings and a lot of people processing this event in many different ways. So September 2nd, that Tuesday, was a very, very busy day, I think, for all of the resources associated with the Tuolumne County team. Starting off with three active fires that I'm remembering just off of the top of my head, with Lions Bald, also in Kelts Mine in the Cedar Ridge area, and then Chinese Camp monitoring those. At several different times and occasions, we had to split our incident command internally with the sheriff's office to ensure that we had adequate resources on each one of those fires at different times. We did have to shift priorities multiple times throughout that day between those three fires. And I'll skip ahead to the Chinese Camp fire just to talk shortly after the noon hour on September 2nd. We did start receiving our first calls asking and inquiring about the process or the progress of the fire. At that point, shortly thereafter, our first deputy on scene was, in fact, a school resource deputy. That's what our documents are showing right now, that made contact with school administration and folks that were associated with the Chinese Camp School to ensure that their evacuation procedures were in order. They were highly organized and prepared for the events that were unfolding as they were monitoring. Shortly after that, a supervisor remained on scene and declared that it was time to initiate evacuation orders based on the totality of the circumstances. Those decisions are made collaboratively with our fire partners. In that situation, we began a series of evacuation orders and warnings, both with a combination of primarily one, boots on the ground, and also the Everbridge alert system. I would just take a quick second to remind folks that if they are not registered with Everbridge, that they should please do that as quickly as possible. So should another event come up, that they are prepared to receive those notifications accordingly. We can account for approximately 3 hours and some odd minutes of evacuation orders with boots on the ground. We can account for about 350 successful evacuation orders. I can't extend my heartfelt thanks and gratitude enough to all of our county partners, from the patrol deputies, from the detectives, to the narcotics team, to the California Highway Patrol, our probation officers. I was receiving calls from everyone, our CHP partners, City of Sonora Police Chief. Everybody came to the rescue and was willing to assist, because that is the strength of our community, and I just want to really highlight what that looks like. I'm not going to remember every single person, but it's important that we highlight, even from the road closures, our partners with Caltrans that did the hard closures in assistance with our deputy sheriffs, our tribal partners that opened their doors. Heartfelt thanks to our tribal chairman, Kevin Day, with the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, and also Joseph Matheson Powell with the Chicken Ranch Rancheria Miwok Indians of California. It has been a humbling experience to see this event unfold and the close-knit partnerships that we have. I'm always grateful for our fire partners and all of the effort. It has been quite the experience working with them and the high level of professionalism. It's important to the people know that we're all working on one team to advocate for what's best for the safety and security of Tuolumne County, and we saw that undoubtedly in this event unfolding. Our animal control division did a phenomenal job. People left in a hurry. It was a very, very dynamic event. I will say that approximately between the hours of 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon on September 2nd, we were seeing folks that were essentially running down Main Street in Chinese Camp with duffel bags and belongings. I would like to just take this opportunity to highlight that over the course of those 3.5 hours of us conducting boots-on-the-ground evacuation orders, this is a perfect time to reflect that when those orders come out and those warnings come out, you have to leave, or you're going to be in danger. And I only capitalize on that because it's a perfect example of folks that some folks wait, and we understand that that right is constitutionally protected to stay and protect your land, your animals, but just know that there will be an inherent danger when it becomes no longer safe to go back into those areas, and that includes emergency services such as ambulance and deputy sheriffs. We pushed the limits on that day with our fire partners and everyone else to get folks out of there and assist in the efforts. And I just want to say that I'm grateful for that. And so, again, I'd like to also take this opportunity to say, last time I reported on Canyon Fire, I came to you and I said this was the first fire I ever felt like I had all the resources I need to protect this county. This is the second incident. It didn't work out ideally. how I would want, because yes, we did have loss, and a lot of our folks are cycling through those emotions and dealing with that loss. But again, if I can convey any message to the people of Tuolumne County, is that we will continue to staff resources and services until it is safe, and we will be there every step of the way along with recovery. Our Office of Emergency Services has been a staple in coordinating and facilitating logistical support as well. Again, I can't thank the partnership enough and all of the staff, all of the deputy sheriffs, primarily and most importantly, the families of all of our firefighters and all of our first responders and deputy sheriffs who probably didn't see their family members for a solid 120 hours. So from the beginning to the end, and within that first hour of evacuations, we had 15 to 30 deputy sheriffs and support services all coming to the incident to initiate those evacuations. And that's a huge number for us, because we're used to seeing much smaller than that. So I will just say that beyond grateful for the whole partnership.
That was Tuolumne County Sheriff David Vasquez talking about the TCU Lightning Complex fire. With the power cut off in several areas and homes being destroyed, there were questions as well by many about what to do with the waste. Here is Tuolumne County Solid Waste Director Deborah Reagan.
Just first, my heart aches for the losses, both the personal and historical losses from this fire and with our community, and I stand in solidarity. Public Works Department and Solid Waste Division are committed to supporting how we can, where we can, in that support role that we have for this. Couple of points. I believe Dory did an amazing job covering the fact that burn debris contains toxic materials and hazardous materials. Cannot go to our local transfer stations. They're not being jerks. They don't have the permits to accept it. So if it's burned, scorched, melted, bubbled, cracked, warped, don't take it there. It also requires special handling, packaging, and transportation to a landfill. I would be very sad to see someone just throw it in a roll-off bin or a trailer, take it to a landfill, and think they can just dump it. You'll get turned away at the gate. So patience is a simple thing to say and a hard thing to practice. Trust me, I know. That being said, I want to talk about a thing that solid waste can help support immediately here. And that is that we've been running an existing coupon program for 2 yards of debris to go to the Waste Management Cal Sierra-operated transfer stations. I have these at the third floor counter at 48 Yaney. The current round of them are printed and say good through the end of the month, but I know daylight's burning and food is spoiling. This is valid for bulky items, the food that's no good anymore, if it is smoke damaged. And a quick way to think about smoke damage is looks good, smells bad. Burn debris is looks bad, smells bad. So, again, not for burn debris. But you can pick this up, and it's a first start. Not the last step, but it is the first step. And to close with this, a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. So if you're interested in these, please come see us over at Yaney.
Those comments from Deborah Reagan, Tuolumne County Solid Waste Director. We need to take one more break on this weekend's Motherload Views. We are focusing on the TCU September Lightning Complex fire, both the early attack as well as where the recovery process goes from here, hearing from various different people. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are focusing on the TCU September Lightning Complex fire on this weekend show, hearing numerous voices who were involved with the firefight and the recovery efforts. One thing that sometimes gets often overlooked is the behavioral health and mental health aspect of these big events. And this is where Tammy Mariscal, Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Director, picks up.
Behavioral health stands ready to assist the community members during crisis events. We provide crisis counseling to anyone who needs it. Those in need of support can talk with us over the phone, come in person, or we will meet anyone in the community. We can be reached by calling 209-533-7000 or 1-800-630-1130 24/7. If desired, we can also coordinate with the schools or other community groups that may wish that we come join them. We are here to help, whether persons need support in problem solving, understanding their insurance benefits. We can connect people to their individual healthcare providers and health plans, and perhaps anything else that would be within our scope of work and our ability to help. And our from the department as a whole, our heart goes out to the Chinese community, and we're here for you. Lastly, Red Cross, they do have organized stress counselors available on site and through their 1-800 Red Cross phone number.
That was Tammy Mariscal, Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Director. Now, earlier in the show, we heard from Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Assistant Director Dory Beats about the state of emergency declaration that was ratified in Tuolumne County and how it could benefit when it comes to future items, when it comes to recovery efforts and getting state and federal funding. A similar vote was taken in Calaveras County as well to declare an emergency declaration as the fire impacted areas like Vallecito and Copperopolis. At this week's recent Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting, Office of Emergency Services Director Eric Holt spoke about the situation specifically related to Calaveras.
I stand before you today with a deep sense of gratitude as we reflect on the events of the 2025 TCU September Lightning Complex incident here in Calaveras County. In the span of just hours, 21 separate fires erupted across the TCU as lightning storms swept through our foothills. It was a situation that stretched our firefighting resources to the absolute max. I was able to verify with TCU that morning staffing on September 2nd stood at 19 engines within the unit, 19 engines that would be responsible for responding to and containing a total of 21 wildfires. Supported by our local agencies, Murphy's Fire was able to provide 3 engines, 1 water tender, and 4 chief officers. Evitt's Pass Fire with 1 Type 1 engine that later transitioned into a Type 3 engine. Copperopolis Fire with 3 engines, 1 water tender, and a chief officer. And San Andreas Fire with an engine and water tender. And lastly, Altaville Maloney's with 2 tenders, an engine, and 1 chief officer. For reference, a typical wildfire response would be an initial dispatch of at least 4 engines and 1 chief officer or battalion chief, just to highlight how thin these resources were stretched on September 2nd. And yet, in the face of those odds, our firefighters and law enforcement rose to the challenge. Local and state crews, armed with local knowledge of our ridges, canyons, and communities, made all the difference. They stood on the front lines, made critical decisions, and claimed victory where it mattered most, protecting lives, homes, and the very heart of our county. Their courage and dedication are why we are able to gather here today in safety. To our law enforcement officers from the County Sheriff's Office, CHP, and allied agencies, your tireless work ensured orderly evacuations, protected our neighborhoods, and offered a calm and steady leadership when fear was at its peak. You reminded our community that they were never alone. To our emergency partners and volunteers, dispatchers who answered countless calls, Health and Human Services, Public Health, Animal Services, Red Cross teams, and community organizations, who opened shelters, utility workers who restored power, and neighbors who cared for one another. You showed us the true meaning of community. The September Lightning Complex fire was more than a firefight. It was a test of coordination, courage, and community. And Calaveras County passed that test. Not because the challenge was small, but because the people were strong. On the 10-year anniversary today of the Butte Fire, Let us pay homage to the painful memories, but also celebrate the victory and how far we have come in rebuilding and the strength of our community's resilience now, 10 years later. In the face of unprecedented fires in multiple communities and resources stretched to the max, our public safety professionals ensured we do not have to face another devastating disaster a decade later. Although every response to calamity is fraught with criticisms, we must enjoy the victory that those who wish to counter the dedicated hard work of our public safety officials and first responders with public critiques will have the privilege to do that here in Calaveras County from the safety of their own homes. I'm a firm believer that leadership determines outcomes. From my position, I have the privilege of observing, interacting, and coordinating with many different cooperators within the county and state. I will firmly stand here today and state that our county is graced with the presence of great leadership. From our CAL FIRE unit chief and local fire chiefs to our dedicated sheriff and everyone within those ranks, their strong leadership skills and decision-making set the tone and ultimately is the backbone of what truly means to serve this community and prevent another disaster. On behalf of Calaveras County, I extend my deepest thank you to every firefighter, every deputy, every dispatcher, and every volunteer, and lastly, every resident who stepped up. You proved that when our resources are pushed to the breaking point, our commitment to one another will never fail.
Right after OES Director Holt spoke, Kevin Bohall, who is the CAL FIRE Assistant Chief and was actively involved in the firefight, made these comments.
I appreciate all the comments that were just made. I did want to speak a little bit. First thing I was going to start with, obviously, was the anniversary of the Butte Fire, which obviously had a long-lasting impact on, obviously, Calaveras County. But I did want to extend some of the things that occurred on September 2nd specifically. So, obviously, this lightning siege started at 0400 a.m. So, first thing before everybody was even woke up, although I would imagine almost everyone here did get woke up by their dogs and all the other things that were going along at that point. And then, obviously, with those 21 fires that happened all at once, we were stretched really thin across four different counties, with the biggest impact being Ptolemy and Calaveras County. Everybody went to work, though. So we had all of our firefighters went to work, all of our collaborators, all of our partners. Our law enforcement partners were immediately working on evac warnings and orders as needed. And we continued to put resources where they needed to be throughout the day through the four counties. As things got thinner and thinner, we continued to request resources through the normal mutual aid system in order to support this effort. As that occurred, there were also other fires in neighboring counties. Amador County, Mariposa County both had multiple starts. The other thing that I'd like to elaborate on probably is the track of the lightning that came through. So we did have predicted weather coming in. It was supposed to be above the 4,000 foot area with potential for lightning. And this actual storm tracked from Highway 99 to about the 3,000 foot level, which is extremely abnormal. So when that occurred, obviously, we're going to get into more populated areas than we normally have during these lightning events. So that obviously caused us a lot of different, I guess I would say, challenges in order trying to deal with what we had to do. And then we had a second lightning, impact of lightning that came through somewhere around noon that essentially everything that we were starting to get containment on was getting blown in all other different directions. But resources continued to fight the fight for about 36 hours straight, most of those resources before we started to get a reprieve where the weather started to end up more in our favor. The week previously, also, we had above the 90th percentile for dryness, humidity levels, and all those other things. We weren't getting humidity recovery. So we were pretty much kiln-dried, like kiln-dried lumber, ready to go when it started. And then, obviously, shortly after, we ended up having better weather. The resources started coming in, and we started getting containment on those fires. Some other things that occurred is we did apply for fire management assistant grants. We were awarded a fire management assistant grant specifically for the 2-7 fire. So those funds will be reimbursed by the federal government up to 75% when it comes to the suppression effort. And that's all agencies that participated, which is a really big win for the county. And then as far as structure loss, we did lose 95 structures throughout the whole complex. But in Calaveras County, we only had two structures that were destroyed and one damaged. So overall, the silver lining in this is I talk about different things when I do the briefings. And one of the things I would say that's motivational here is adverse conditions create great collaboration. And I think as far as everyone that was a part of this, I think that we couldn't have had a better outcome for what we were faced with. And I think the decisions that we made and the actions that people took came out with an appropriate outcome that was the best thing for the citizens of Calaveras County.
That was Kevin Bohol with CAL FIRE, and that will be a wrap on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We've been hearing a recap on the TCU September Lightning Complex fire with officials from both Tuolumne and Calaveras counties. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.